Dr. Matt Flynn direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, as we know, Paul Gosar was censured the other day, lost his committee assignments. He's gotten some more criticism from an unusual source, his family. He has a number of brothers and sisters. Every one of them has opposed him, says he shouldn't be in Congress. His sister, Jennifer Gosar, just put out a statement celebrating his censure. She said, "I hope this is not the end of his punishment." This is his sister he's talking about, that's talking. And then she goes on to say, quote, "Just a first step, about time. It's garbage that he didn't intend to insult anyone or upset anyone. He retweeted it today." This is his sister saying that. And then she says, "I wonder, does he have to actually act out on it, or is he a sociopath?" This is his sister. His brother, one of his brothers, Tim Gosar, praised Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The guy goes, Tim Gosar goes, "It's a magnificent speech." And it was a good speech. This is his family. This is his family. Then the rest of them have said he does not have the character or maturity to serve in Congress. He is unhinged. These are his brothers and sisters, and it's a large family. What was the reaction to that? The reaction to it? Donald Trump issued a statement saying, "I endorse Paul Gosar." Well, first of all, what do you mean you endorse Paul Gosar? Paul Gosar isn't really facing any electoral competition right now. What do you mean you endorse him? Do you endorse that he puts out a meme that says he's going to kill another member of Congress and attack and kill the President of the United States? Is that what you're endorsing? Are you endorsing that his brothers and sisters who know him the best say that he is a sociopath, that he's unhinged, and doesn't have the character and maturity to serve in Congress? Is that what you're endorsing? But he did endorse him. Now, I'd said yesterday that McCarthy and some of the other Republicans, but McCarthy is significant simply because he's the minority leader, and if he became the speaker, he'd have the power over committee assignments, or at least on whether or not to submit to the floor removal of people from committees, who said they say they're thinking of removing, if they, as revenge for the removal of Gosar and Marjorie Taylor Greene, removing, believe it or not, Adam Schiff from committees, Eric Swalwell from committees, Maxine Waters from committees. These are three of the most respected members of the Democratic caucus. Adam Schiff's crime was that he was an impeachment manager and really the face of the impeachment, I should say, on the Ukraine issue. And he is probably one of the most reliable go-to congressman for Nancy Pelosi. Eric Swalwell is probably the most articulate voice against Trump. And Maxine Waters is simply one of the most respected members of Congress. And these clowns are going to what? Get rid of them from committees in retaliation for what? Marjorie Taylor Greene, who suggested that Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama should be killed. Or Paul Gosar, who put out an animated video showing him killing Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and attacking Joe Biden with swords to kill him. The Republicans have injected violence into political discourse for the first time since the Civil War. They've weaponized violence. They're scaring people. And they're going to retaliate against some of the best congressmen, not on issues of violence, but on issues of competence and integrity and doing their job. You know, The other thing then, Kevin McCarthy, remember, you have to remember something in every utterance of Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy is desperate to be speaker, desperate to go down in history as the speaker. Sometimes lightning strikes speakers. You take somebody like Gerald Ford, who is in senior leadership in the Republican Party and various juggles of fate, and he ended up as vice president and then momentarily president of the United States. Lightning can strike. McCarthy will say or do anything to keep leadership of the Republican caucus so that they, when they get in, if they get in or whenever they get in, they'll make him speaker. Now, I predicted before, and I'm going to predict again, he's never going to be speaker. Not because of what I'm saying, and not because Republicans won't vote for him, or Democrats won't vote for him. Republicans aren't going to vote for him. He sucked up to Trump, and Trump still attacks him. He tries to go full frontal, card-carrying Trump, and he's clumsy and crazy the way he goes about it. So he comes out talking about Gosar and Marjorie Taylor Greene, who threatened violence and murder of other congressmen, in the case of Marjorie Taylor, and both of them, two presidents. And he not only criticizes them, but says that there's no place for that in our political discourse, but he actually came out and said yesterday, quote, when we get in, I'm going to give them better committee assignments. Better committee assignments. Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I think, may have been on the Commerce Committee. I forget what Gosar is on. The choice committees are Ways and Means, Appropriations. Those are the two. And then under that, very close to that, would be Foreign Affairs, Judiciary. If he's saying he's going to put, what, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar, assuming they get reelected, on the Ways and Means Committee? Or the Appropriations Committee? Look, in the Appropriations Committee, they'll vote for any appropriations to any state that didn't vote for Donald Trump. They will, in Ways and Means, they will. There's no sense of economics in these people or rationality or helping the United States. They will, their votes on tax legislation will be to abolish, you know, the income tax. You know, a flat tax of 20% on everything. Or remember Herman Cain, 999, 9% sales tax, 9% income tax, 9% something else. Somebody unkindly said, because he had been the head of a company that sold pizzas, they said he was mixing that up with the price of a medium pepperoni and mushroom. But this is what these people are bringing to tax policy. You can't possibly, if you ever got in, put Gosar and Marjorie Taylor Greene on appropriations or on Ways and Means. Now, you can't put them. You can't put them on foreign affairs. You can't put them on foreign affairs. They're irrational. They would injure the United States. They would vote to support Putin. And you can't put them on judiciary. What kind of judges do you think you'll end up with? You'll end up with two judges like that, who advocate violence from the bench itself. So what you have is Kevin McCarthy, a sycophant, trying to brown nose the rest of the Republican caucus, and it won't do him any good. And Gosar now denounced by his own family. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.